loss for a public company. In December, DeepSeek said its model only took 2 months and less than $6 million to build, despite U.S. restrictions on chip exports to China, a tiny fraction of the cost that U.S. tech giants have spent on AI. Just last week, President Trump announced Stargate, a $500 billion project to boost AI infrastructure in the U.S., and he promised it would create new jobs. For more, we're joined from Los Altos, California, by Ramesh Srinivasan, professor of information studies at UCLA, host of the podcast Utopias, author of Beyond the Valley, How Innovators Around the World Are Overcoming Inequality and Creating the Technologies of Tomorrow. In this last few minutes we have, Professor Srinivasan, can you talk about the significance of DeepSeek?
Yes, I mean it's very, very profound. I mean, basically for $6 million, they were able to develop a large language model, which is basically the brains for future AI systems of all kinds, for $6 million, compared to hundreds of billions of dollars that were allocated for initiatives like the Stargate project. Now, this is not apples to apples. So the $6 million is not totally equivalent to the $500 billion and the investments tied to that. But the key issue is this: DeepSeek was able to train and refine its models using open source kinds of content, getting input from communities of developers all around the world. And this is very insightful. It's an example of something that we've always known in tech, that innovation is not just creating the latest iPhone 15 versus 16, or just pouring tons of money into energy and other expenses in this sort of, you know, resource unconscious way, but it's actually being resourceful. And the open source community is why DeepSeek was able to basically perform very close to the level, if not stronger, than ChatGPT's latest, or at least previous to latest versions, for a fraction of the cost. And this is a key breakthrough. And this is why we're seeing so much volatility in Silicon Valley as we speak.
And why is this being seen as a threat rather than as enormous progress in terms of development of artificial intelligence?
Right. It's very much a threat because many Silicon Valley models are based on proprietary sorts of platforms or proprietary data. They are gathering data from all of us to inform their AI systems, which are going to be used primarily for their benefits. Never mind that there are various fairly unclear and possibly empty promises about jobs that these AI infrastructures like Stargate will create. So this is just a remarkable example of one thing that's always been powerful about the internet and the web, which is people can support one another and build on one another's work. And that's what DeepSeek has actually shown us. And they validated that in various reports, and a number of researchers I've looked at have validated their findings. But the Silicon Valley model, which has in its past and even to this day sometimes uses open source input, has primarily been gated communities, you know, walled gardens, algorithmic, you know, extremist content, as we've talked about many times before.
Yeah, we have less than a minute, but I wanted to ask you, on Tuesday, sure, OpenAI announced a new product called ChatGPT Gov, built exclusively for the United States government. Could you talk about that briefly?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, there's more and more of a very direct and explicit marriage that we're seeing between the Trump administration and tech oligarchs. I mean, we saw it at the inauguration. We're seeing it in this initial week and weeks of campaign promises. So it's really no surprise that big tech is kind of colliding with the state, because it's all about the concentration of power. But I want to remind everybody that even back in the Obama era, Google was the biggest lobbyist during the Obama administration. So we need to be vigilant and ensure that AI systems and technologies of all kinds support laborers, citizens, and people around the planet. And that's what's woefully missing in most discussions of DeepSeek, OpenAI, and big tech in general.
And finally, in 10 seconds, how does this relate to TikTok, if it does in any way, with the decision coming down and whether it'll be banned?
Very important question. These are all data grabs, right? So part of Musk's ownership of Twitter/X is the data that can be grabbed to form his own AI initiatives, which are trying to compete with OpenAI. It's going to be a very similar issue when it comes to TikTok. The acquisition of TikTok is an acquisition of a largesse of data, at least American data. America has the largest number of TikTok users in the world. So that data can all be mined to reconstruct these types of chatbots, which again are the brains of different types of consumer-facing AI systems.
Srinivasan of UCLA. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.
California. That fragrance, that payments, take places. California. I don't want to be the one that's left behind. I love the way you lie. Trying to get my money back straight this time. The hills is gone.
Yeah, I don't know where I went wrong with you. Hey, I was driving around in Cali, you were thinking like I always do. Hey, if the love isn't real, then I don't know what is true. Yeah, I don't know where I went wrong with you. Okay, the worst part about me is it's never enough. Little shawty said she hit me, but I'm going there, but roll up in the sky while I'm rolling through tough. Well, I'm in the town when you show me some love. Yeah, California dreams turn to nightmares now. I can hear the street into the silence now. Baby, don't you leave when you just lie down with me on the ground. I see.
Me, I really need rest on me. Pops calling up every couple days. I'm smiling so we could think I'm straight. Why can't I tell the truth? Playing J. Cole back then with a clear end goal. Like it all made sense. I needed myself and nobody else. Okay, let's go. From our looks, man, it's hard to complain. And I just been praying that when I get older, that I got some smile in me that can remain. My money is long, but I got some new wishes. I feel like as long as they got for my names, man, all I can wish is the mask that I wear and the faces below it is looking the same. Like, oh. This fight, I can see it in your eyes. Like, oh, I made up my mind. I don't want to waste no time.
Money making while we're breaking, it's amazing. California, celebrated, we're berated, it's been faded. California. Break big till you get sick.
We fell in love on Geary Boulevard, ay, with the sun coming down on the front of my car, ay, felt something like an 80s movie, yeah, felt something like you never lose me, yeah, so while we gotta check into the Heartbreak Hotel, oh hell, you know me better than myself, I don't wanna go home, no way, without you, ain't gonna be
deep and fell so hard. Maybe one more cruise will make it alright. While you hold my hand from the passenger side. Yeah. Cause who's gonna drive you home?
I feel like as long as they cover my names, man, all I can wish is the mask that I wear and the faces below it is looking the same. Like,
oh, you've been in this fight, I can see it in your eyes. Like, oh, I made up my mind, I don't wanna waste no time. Yeah.
Money making while we're breaking, it's amazing. California, celebrating, we're berating. It's been faded, California. Only the hills are swarming with dead ends and the bots performing. Don't mistake it, you can break big till you get sick.
Sounds that I'm based on loosely. Tears out my mouth, I can't be choosy. fell in love on Gary Boulevard. Ay, with the sun coming down on the front of my car. Ay, felt something like an 80s movie. Yeah, felt something like you never lose me. Yeah, so why we gotta check into the Heartbreak Hotel? Drive you home.
Trying to get my money back straight this time. The hills is gone, yeah. I don't know I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good God, hey, 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 hey.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
WRCT Pittsburgh, music for your inner robot.
Thank you. morning blues. Blues, how do you do? Good morning blues. Blues, how do you do? Babe, I feel all right, but I come to worry you. Babe, it's Christmas time, and I wanna see Santa Claus. Babe, it's Christmas time, and I wanna see Santa Claus. Don't show me my pretty baby, I'll break all of the laws. Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Don't send me nothing for Christmas, but my baby back to
to The Sound of Language on WRCT Pittsburgh, produced by the students in Contextual Practice Seminar. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in the show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily express those of WRCT Pittsburgh or its members.
Hi, my name is Alina Akbar Khan, and I'm a first-year MFA student here at Carnegie Mellon University. I'm recording this audio in response to my first prompt for the contextual practice seminar that we're doing this semester. And one of the first questions that I'm required to respond to is this question of transmission, or what is it that I want to transmit? Honestly, I do not have an easy answer to this question, just because I'm not going through something easy in my life right now, by which I mean that I have traveled a great distance, like quite literally more than 7,000 miles to come study here in the United States. I'm originally from Pakistan, and I just moved here less than 5 to 6 months ago. And this question of what do I want to transmit is a little difficult for me to respond to, just because I think I'm adapting to a whole new culture, a whole new environment, while actively doubting my, we are in a climate of political uncertainty. So I'm thinking a lot about my future. I'm thinking a lot about my present. And on that note, on the note of present, I think what I would like to transmit is an active engagement with the world around me, the world that I'm building in my studio. I'm primarily here, I'm here to learn how to be an artist. And that is an interesting position to be in, because how does one learn how to be an artist? I think I will be transmitting this experience of coming all the way here to interact and engage with communities and artists, visiting artists, lecturers, my professors, and my fellow peers, all of who are dedicated to this thing that we all collectively put a lot of faith in, called art. And so my engagement with this, with art itself, will probably become will probably become the content of these audio recordings for the next few weeks. Who am I? I'm an interdisciplinary artist working between Pakistan and the United States. My work is very interdisciplinary in that I mainly work between mediums such as drawing, publication, installation, sculpture, video, and sound most recently. And I'm thinking a lot about sounds, specifically because I'm also taking an elective here at School of Music called the Experimental Sound Synthesis, in which we are encouraged to think about sound in a very expanded field. And I want to especially share one particular instance from our lecture where the professor made us all do this exercise in active listening, in which we all had to close our eyes, and for 10 consecutive minutes, we all had to like listen really closely to one sound source and follow it all the way to where we could hear where the sound was coming from. And interestingly, there